Yeah, that's what I want. You see? Mm-hmm. I think I'm getting through now. And if I said, yes, I what am yesterday, mm-hmm. what word would you put in that? Yes, I what the groceries yesterday at the store.
I bought the groceries.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right. Okay, now we're going to a different one. The word that I'm concerned with now is drink. You know, when you drink water or you drink coffee. Mm-hmm. Each time, see, the thing I want to find out is how you might change it to indicate a different time. We would say, right now I see somebody, but yesterday I, what would we say? With your eyes. Today I, right now I see Mr. Mm-hmm. A few minutes ago I what my friend at the door. Mm-hmm. What would you say? A few minutes ago I what him at the door. Mm-hmm. Can you think what word would go in there?
No, I don't.
Well, the word I want would be saw. Yeah. I see him, I see your husband right now. I saw my friend a few minutes ago. Mm-hmm. Or I might say, I have seen him mm-hmm. many times. Mm-hmm. So that's the kind of pattern I would like you to follow, if you can. Mm-hmm. Today I see something, yesterday I saw it, many times I have seen it. Mm-hmm. Except, you know, it doesn't always work out that way. We make peculiar changes with our words, don't mm-hmm. we? So think about the word drink. Mm-hmm. Has the coffee been what?
Made.
Yeah, but think about drink and see if you can use the form of drink. Has the coffee been
drank?
Yeah, that's what I want. And then I might answer, yes, I what it yesterday. Mm-hmm. What word could you put in there where I said what? Yes, I what the coffee yesterday.
I drank the coffee.
Okay. You'd use the same word, wouldn't you? Mm-hmm. Okay. Now let's think about the word climb. You know, climb a tree? Mm-hmm. Has that tree ever been what?
I don't have no idea.
Uh-huh. All right. Suppose it's a real tall tree. And it would be very hard to climb, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm. But maybe there's some boy in the neighborhood who has tried to climb that tree. But you don't know whether he's ever really done it or not. You might say, has that tree ever been
climbed?
Yeah. And I might say, yes, a boy what the tree yesterday. Mm. A boy, what did he do yesterday to that tree?
Climb the tree.
Okay. You use the same word again, don't you? Mm. All right. Thinking about the word do. Today you would do something, wouldn't you? Mm-hmm. But I might say, has he ever what that?
Has he ever done that before?
Yeah, that's exactly. Now you're catching on, aren't you? Now I think I'm making myself clear. Has he ever done that before? And I might say, yes, he what it yesterday. Mm-hmm. What word can go in that? Yes, he.
Oh, climbed the tree yesterday?
Yeah. But the word we had just a minute ago was do. Today I do something, and then you said, has he done it? And so I would say, yes, he what it yesterday. A form of do.
Yes, he did it yesterday?
Yeah. That's right. Think about the word drag.